shall we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we know the truth, and the truth is always what it was to set people free, and we have been set free from our own thinking and understanding and ideas from creeds and dogmas and traditions and those things which are of the enemy especially, Lord, and have come to the place where we know that we have the true vindicated word and the true revelation, only praying that your spirit, which you have given us to that end, will help us, and that we might know the things that are given to us of God, and which things are ours, and how and what to do, Lord, even as we see that outlined in Scripture. And we pray, Lord, that we shall always give in to you, Lord, and always be happy with the thought of stepping aside. As Brother Branham himself said, his greatest gift was being able to get out of the way. And we realize that's the truth. May it be with us, Lord, in the measure that we ought to have and to use for your honor and for your glory. And then, Lord, to remember how it is I do, especially in Brother Branham, put confidence in me, Lord, to come to him at any time, any place, because I did not use him, but stood back and reverenced him and honored him for what he was. And Lord, today it's the same. We don't want to try to use you. We want, Lord, and don't even want to be used of you, as though there were something in there that was going to make us something extra special and great. But Lord, we want to be able to know that you have confidence in us, that we're not trying to use you, that we love you, that we recognize you and know our relationship as father and son and children and brothers and down here sisters and brothers in a unity of love and understanding, a family relationship right from God himself, the very mind of God, the very God, very God himself, a part of that life, Lord. These things, Lord, we want to be at home with and at ease with this morning, and just thank you for your help, Lord, to make it true, because we know this is what should be, and what it should be, then this is it. So, Father God, in these last closing hours, the great closing hours, Lord, of the presence and the manifestation, the ministry of the Son of Man, Lord, and the great epiphany, all these things, Lord, at this time, they're burst upon us, Father, not just purporting as though it was auguring something, but actually started something which will end only, Lord, like for a new beginning again, right there in the New Jerusalem, because we don't know too much about it. We'll know as we go along. These things, Father, we're certain sure of, and we thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, we'll go rapidly. It won't take too long. We won't take the hour and a half this morning, but getting into number 13 of the Spoken Word's original seed, before we start reading on page 30, we want to review again some very wonderful truths set forth by Brother Branham. Number one, based on Genesis 1:26a and 27, that's let's make man in our image and after our likeness, and then give them dominion. And we have the original spoken word, rather based on Genesis 1:26-27, and enlarged upon in Genesis 26b and 28. I better read that so you're going to get the picture what I'm driving at. The actual original words, the spoken word original seed, in its absolute definitive sense, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Period. That's the definitive. That's it. Don't waver from it. Never mind anything else. Anything else is an interpolation or an enlargement. And notice 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Now I say, why do I stop there? Because that's what it says. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now that's a big thing right there. Now you may say, well, what's the enlargement? And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And God blessed them. Created the male and female. God blessed them. Said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion. Now you can see in there, man was going to be given a battle. And the battle was going to be spiritual. Over satanic power, because Satan had been cast down to earth. He'd been booted out of heaven. Where he took over about a third of the angels, according to Brother Branham. Came down to earth. Thou wast in Eden. Now, that's all peripheral. See, to my books, that's just peripheral. Although it's part of it. And you can't do without it. One, you see what I'm going to do and what I'm going to do with what I do. I'm going to make man in my image. Now here's what I'm going to do with it. So, based on Genesis 1:26a, I read it, and 27, God created man. Enlarged upon by Genesis 1:26b, let them, and 28, let them. We have the original spoken word as the original seed to bring forth progeny in the exact mold and manifestation of that spoken word. Well, that's the way it's got to be. No matter what you look at, no matter what you see, no matter what you think you're seeing or hearing or what you think you're hearing, forget it. Forget it. This is what God is going to stand by, and it's here somewhere. Even if it's wrapped as, what is it Churchill said about Russia? A riddle within an enigma. In other words, a riddle within a riddle. A puzzle within a puzzle. Don't let it fool you. Don't let it bluff you. This has to be. Now, that's the original. God cannot sidestep it. There's nothing that He Himself can do about it to take a part away or add a part to it. I read that to you. We took that right to John 9. Saw the same thing right today. Forget it. Don't fool with it. See? Now, since this did not come to pass, but rather the opposite, with death harvesting every successive or following generation, it is indeed obvious the dominant seed that Eve should have borne was superseded by another seed bearing death and servitude rather than life and dominion. She didn't have it. She did not have it. It shows right here she didn't have it. She was to have it and didn't have it. So it's got to be somewhere. No matter the addenda. Now the addenda was Satan coming and saying to her, now just a minute, let me just modify that word a little bit. Let me change it. The minute the word was changed, God is no longer in it or with it or for it, but against it. Now, you're having a sweet job fighting God. And I mean you and I both. Now, since Genesis 3:20 plainly states that Eve was and is the mother of all living, and 1 John 3:12, spoken by the Apostle John, and the Gospel of John chapter 8:44, spoken by Jesus, plainly declare that there are two kinds of seed in the earth, one of God and one by the devil. And furthermore, this is attested to by Jesus in Matthew 13. Thus we see that though Eve should have brought forth correct children, she brought forth not according to the original spoken word, but according to a satanized, animalized version as found in Genesis 3. That's why you got today women preachers and men preachers that are homosexuals. Rotten, brute, beast from hell. Now don't try to change my mind, kid. You can't do it. Slip, die, sink, or swim. I ain't about to sink. And if I die, it's only going to be corporal. So don't worry about it. Now that's a major truth that Brother Branham brought forth. Number two, Brother Branham also mentions another woman. It is Mary, the mother of Jesus. She correctly brought forth a child according to the word. Be it unto me according to thy word. Who will in future time, with all other sons, bring about the manifestation of Genesis 1:26 and 27, 26a and 26b. True sons of God. true human beings in a glorified, elevated state wherein they shall reign and rule with Him. Now, since we see, and I'm just going fast because we've been through this. Now, since we see the rejection and the rejecting of truth by Eve and the reception by Mary, we realize that unless there is a bride who can come to terms with the truth, there is no way that dominion will be restored to the sons of God by Christ Jesus. Or in plain English, there'll be nowhere, anywhere there's going to be manifested sons of God, period. It's impossible to be otherwise. There must be those sons. And they will have dominion. And they will reign and rule through Jesus Christ. Now remember, Jesus never came by sex. That's what you're looking at. Now, since we see the rejection of truth by Eve and reception by Mary, we realize that unless there is a bride who can come to terms with the truth, there is no way that dominion will be restored to the sons of God by Christ Jesus. Consider Acts 3:19 to 26. This is explicit. Now, what I said here, you heard me say, unless they come to terms with the truth, which must mean a vindicated revelation, because the Bible's been up for grabs for 4,000 solid years. Now, in the third chapter, here's what Peter is preaching in the middle of the 19th verse. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I could even read the 19th verse. Change your mind, therefore, and be converted. Get the Holy Ghost, that your sins may be blotted out. Now, even when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. It says in the margin here that so may come times of refreshing from the face of the Lord, and that He may send Jesus Christ. There's going to be a time of refreshing. And Brother Branham, by divine revelation and vindication, said that was the great healing revival. Well, I don't believe that. Who cares what you believe? Listen, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're not doing me a favor sitting here. You're before the white throne. I'm going to face you as sure as your light right when the pillar of fire stands, and I stand there. Either listen, this man is right, and that's the pillar of fire, and Jehovah's in there, or hey, let's get out of here. What do you waste your time for? Merciful God, just get better health so you can kick your heels higher and live more like the devil. That's right. Let's stop. I'm quoting you the Bible. Let's eat, drink, and be merry. At least for God's sake, get drunk. Or whatever. Now, he said this was a healing revival. And he said there can be no true healing revival unless a fresh message follows it, because God does not vindicate the same tired old word. Now, if you don't believe it, fine. Go someplace else where they preach crap. You're not doing me a favor. See? And you're hurting yourself, too, because I'm going to preach the truth by the grace of God. Now, notice. He shall send Jesus Christ, which was appointed unto you. For only declared and preached, but it actually is appointed. Whom the heavens must retain, that's receive means retain, until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. It tells you right there that the Word has to be restored dependent upon a fresh breeze, the Holy Spirit breathing, as it says over there in the Scripture, the valley of dry bones, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And then he said a wind came. And the presence of the Lord, that's right there, pillar of fire, in the pillar of fire, with the prophet, has brought an unparalleled healing revival that eclipsed even the revival that Jesus Christ himself had. Now, I read that to you last Sunday. You remember me reading it? Or did I lose you back there? That's in John 5 anyway, if I can find it. And in John 5:19, Jesus answered and said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these do also the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showing him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel." What does that mean? It means that Jesus is just like Brother Branham. I was only a voice of one standing there. So at the end time, God is going to show Jesus the great ministry that starts bringing the church under control and under headship of Almighty God to become the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. God himself is doing this according to the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, based upon 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 16. I've gone over it many, many, many times with you. Now, it says here that Jesus himself cannot leave the heavens until the presence of God is here in a mighty healing revival that brings the restored word. Now, you can say what you want, but you say, "Well, Brother Bill, that's just your idea." That's not my idea. You don't believe this at all. Now, if I'm hitting hard this morning, I might just have a purpose and maybe uncover something. You ain't going to be happy around me. Don't pretend you are. If you're unhappy, don't pretend you are. Go where you're going to be happy. I'm showing you the truth. Brother Branham said his picture was taken. He said Moses went down into Egypt. God did not only appear along with him as signs and wonders, but he himself appeared in the pillar of fire upon Mount Sinai. So today, and we have his picture. Yeah. Now let these guys that criticize me of having such a terrible spirit, let them match my preaching this morning. If I've only got a mental knowledge, a little mechanics that can preach like this, I'd like to hear them tell me something. You know where they'll go right to? They'll leave the Word of God and go into a bunch of baloney and lead them right to themselves. And let you know that they're great, marvelous guys. Oh, they're wonderful. They're so sweet. They're so wonderful. How many years do I have to keep telling you that when Judas was with Jesus, he didn't say, "Oh, that guy calls himself a prophet. He ain't no prophet. He thinks he's Messiah. He ain't no Messiah." Now that raising the dead, I can tell you about it. That's the devil. He kissed Jesus affectionately. Millions of people have a false love toward God. They'll die for him, give their bodies. But for the true God and truth, they'll crucify and spit on him. Now, don't tell me I'm a liar because I can read it in Hebrews. And don't tell me you can sit there and not do it because you're somebody. You say, "Well, listen to what Brother Branham said. You who sit here this morning, and you say you would have known, and you would not have crucified and done to him what they did in Jerusalem had you been there." He said, "You're the ones that would do it." I'm not hitting. I hope you understand. I am not trying to hit anybody here in the congregation. These tapes go out. I get a lot of flack. I might as well get the full bundle of it. I don't mind. It's not going to hurt me at all. It only makes me stronger in the truth. All right, let's keep reading. "Now he said, restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him you shall hear in all things which he said unto you. And it will come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed among the people." Now, what did Brother Branham say about that prophet? God is his own prophet. And who was in that prophet? Jesus. God was the same as he was in Moses, the same as in Paul, the same as in William Branham. God is still his own prophet. And interprets his word by bringing to pass I love quoting the prophet because he's my man. To be honest, flatly, I got nothing to apologize for. No, never. Now it says right here, it'll come to pass that every soul that not hear that prophet shall be destroyed among the people. Now listen, Moses is talking about that prophet. That prophet's Messiah. Messiah's God manifest. The rock that followed them was Messiah. Give them water. The cloud that followed by day, give them shade. Messiah. God in a pillar, a cloud. God in a whirlwind. Jehovah God with all these great titles. But watch, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel. Now watch. This Peter, full of the Holy Ghost prophesying, is going right back to Moses, who indicated that prophet. And that prophet is God himself. And then he goes back to Samuel, where you will notice discernment comes in. And this is for the end time. And if you don't hear that prophet, you'll be destroyed, lock, stock, and barrel. That's the book of Malachi. And that prophet's Elijah. Come on, what more do you want? What more could... Come on, what do you want? What do you want out of life? Someone go by and do handsprings? That's what some of the people in this congregation wanted. Oh, this is the... I don't know the real thing. This is the real thing. What they're dealing with now is a lie. The soul of Jesus is not the pillar of fire. The pillar of fire is Jehovah himself. Jesus had his own soul. I'll not leave my soul in hell. Who's he talking to? God, his Father, Elohim. Don't tell me I'm mixed up. Come on, stand beside me. Come on, I mean it. Before God, I'll take the challenge tomorrow and see what happens. I'll pray with anybody. Don't think, listen, under anointing years ago and I discerned, I challenged, I was afraid of nobody. I've seen devils humble themselves and walk out. And people healed. I'm not expecting a miracle, but anything could happen as far as I'm concerned. My God's not dead. I could be, but he isn't. And I'm not being dramatic. I'm just telling you the truth. You do what you want with it. Many people thought when I preached this years ago, I was talking about William Branham was God. William Branham wasn't God. He isn't God. I defied him. Back in 1958, when that spirit of hell was there from those Canadians that came down, the Slothmans and the Simpsons, the rest of them. And I'd hear Brother Branham preaching, and they'd say, "My merciful God, this man thinks he's Jesus Christ. What mess have I gotten into with him?" Away from the meeting, everything sweet. I knew he wasn't. So one day, I found out. I was told, they said, "You know that bunch of things, William Brown of Jesus Christ?" I said, "That's where it's coming from, eh?" I said, "Brother Brown, do you know these people make you Jesus Christ?" He said, "Yes, Brother Bell, I do." And they had either struck or will strike a medal saying, "William Branham is Jesus Christ," and they'll baptize in my name. I said, "Brother Branham, I love you, but you are not Jesus Christ. You never died for me. You never shed your blood. I love you. But you're not Jesus Christ. He never was, he never will be. To be God to the people, certainly, no problem. No problem. Just as I leave gates from here, going to Japan, going anywhere, even to the Pope, is the same as our president going, representing all of us. No problem. I got no problem with prodigal. But I sure got problems with the word of the devil." And he said, "And going to Samuel." And William Branham constantly quoted Samuel. Now what I'm trying to show you is this. You turn on God this time. You're in Hebrews 6 and in Malachi 4. And it's over. Well, Brother Bill, I'm waiting for the white throne. Oh, can't you understand this is the white throne? It's the Ancient of Days. Oh, it's all right. I suppose, well, I'm not going to get discouraged. Let's just keep moving. This is the explicit truth, and it is for our day. It is also 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10, when you that are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall, when God himself comes down from heaven, the judge, to destroy one side, And the other side, not destroyed. One is calf spatted in the stall, prized prime. The other is destruction. Brother Bannon said cannon fodder. It's Ephesians 1:17. God himself in the form of the Holy Ghost, revealing himself in his word. So as Brother Branham says, Eve was a harlot. She had a whore's womb because she had a whore's mind. That 2 Corinthians tells you that. Now in Revelation 2:18 to 23, based on 2 Corinthians 11, when she became an incipient whore, she becomes a dyed-in-the-wool whore. And how is she that dyed-in-the-wool whore? Because she has the church laying down the precepts and the traditions and speaking as though it is God. Thereby coming into the church, you have salvation. Hogwash, you come into Christ. And that whore had daughters. And you know what's promised? In that second chapter, the great tribulation is promised to that old whore. And it's fulfilled in this hour. Where all the daughters are going to be burned. Because they're part of her. Now this is Romans 17 also, where it tells about the destruction of the great harlot. Now the point is, here's the point I'm driving at. I started number one showing you. Something went haywire. The word of God can and will be fulfilled. It must be. But at this particular time, it is completely veiled to the world and to people. It's under the covers as it were. Because you're not seeing any ruling or reigning. You're not seeing anything that looks like Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And we showed you what went haywire. They got from behind the word. Now remember, Eve played the prostitute. But Mary did not. One did not say, be it unto me according to thy word. She said, be it unto me according to Satan's explanation of God's word. You know that's what she said? And it was. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word, which is literal. Eve didn't believe it was literal. She got fooled. It was literal. Now this woman, Mary, brings forth the child. Now the church is in this terrible condition. Now what I'm saying is this. Can the church bring Christ back to earth? No. Eve could not bring the royal seed. Why? Because she got the wrong source. Mary brought the royal seed. Look at Abraham before this showdown. He had Hagar. Brought nothing but crud in the earth. Sarah's so stupid. She said, well, have a baby by Hagar. Well, any red-blooded man would jump at the chance and said, it'll be my baby. She can bear the baby across my knees. Oh, God. You talk slop and mess and blood and goo? Stink and everything else? That is going to make that child from a wrong woman her seed? So Sarah fooled around until one day God rebuked her, slap, bang in the puss. He said, Abraham, you're still going to have that child by Sarah. She said, ha, 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 that'll be the day. When God revealed her heart is the day she knew there was a God in heaven and that God's word did not fail. And that's what we got right today from Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. And Brother Branham said, the last sign you'll see, the church has seen her last sign, which is God and Abraham and Sarah within the tent. Securely veiled within there. But laughing and thinking she was hidden from God. No. The church cannot bring Christ back in flesh. There is no way. There'll be a rapture. There'll be no way. There is a resurrection. There's no way. There'll be a wedding supper. No way, no way. Under the present conditions. See? No way can she bring it back. Not unless she rejects everything but the truth. And now the truth must be vindicated. Come on, you know that as well as I do. If this isn't vindicated, forget it. Forget it. you've got no choice. See, either the Bible's true or it's not. Now, Brother Branham said, now, you brethren, I want you to know what I've done all the time is because of this. He preaches spoken words, original seed. And he's showing the, how error crept in. And what I have done, listen, what he did has nothing to do with it. Unless it's vindication. What is my getting born, getting married, having children, dropping dead got to do with it? Nothing. What's airplanes flying in the sky? Smart men breaking the atom. Smart people knowing what's way deep down below tissues the science has never heard of before, where life really is. Not in your cells, but down in subcells. High power from microscopes. Don't even see it. What's that God do with it? Okay. Science, there's nothing can do anything except a vindication. That's all. If we don't have some vindication, then when you got vindication, that's the time you lose your own thinking. You just go right off to the space and forget the whole thing. Now, we saw this picture. I've been preaching for two messages, 3 hours already on this whoring mind. Now, I'm going to just read rapidly and go. Now, back in 26, Brother Branham says, oh my, we're going to hit something real rich. From Genesis to Revelation, notice, and she and her daughters had a whore's womb. Only death can come from them. If you want to join organizations, think you're all right, you see where you're landing. You're landing right in the midst of death. Just exactly. That's that second chapter of Revelation. She gets thrown in the great tribulation, and we're on the verge now. Let's go back and pick up again what I said last Sunday, the gate to the soul. Now remember, there's a womb of the physical, womb of the spirit. Do you believe that? There's a spiritual womb, a physical womb. And the mind is the womb of the spirit. That's on page 26. The mind is the womb of the spirit. That's right. Why? Remember, I told you last Sunday, drew it out here for you. 5 senses on the outside, 5 on the inside. Now on the life side, there's only one. That's, you're on the basis of a free moral agency to accept or let out. He said, they're only in the, within the soul. There is just one principle. That's choice. Either to receive or reject the word. Now it comes to the mind. Boing! Hits me like that. Now, what's inside? Hey, great, I'll take it. I don't think that's good. I don't want it. It's finished. Comes by your mind and spirit. Now that's how adultery is committed spiritually. When you know, when you, knowing better by the word of God, by the intercourse of the mind, taking a lie of the devil against the word of God. That's exactly what Eve did. With the spiritual intercourse first, that came by believing Satan lie in the womb of her mind, that polluted her soul, set death in her soul, then the natural act took place. Now listen, don't you see what we're talking about in this church here? And understand why I get fired up when people come in and deliberately say things the prophet didn't say, very smug, to lead you off. You say, Brother Bill, you don't sound very happy at this time. You might think, we might think in our souls that, you know, you'd be happier let off. No, you're misreading me 100%. Except for you, I'd be out of here. Forget it. You're more my concern than you'll ever know. Because I've got an obligation to Almighty God to preach the truth, and I will stand in judgment, and I'm standing right now in your behalf. And if I've told you a lie, I'll answer for it. Now listen, you're going to be called to a task because you believe the lie, even though I tell it. But I'll be more called to task than you are. When people in this church open their minds to be deliberate against the word of Almighty God as vindicated right there. And you get falling for it. I just say one thing, don't bother coming back to me. There's no use, not going to be any good. You say, just a minute, brother. Don't just a minute me. I can't supersede God. You reject, it's already finished. You're, well, Brother Bale. No, not what Brother Bale says. I'm preaching from this Bible as shown by Brother Branham. Statue. Now, he said, that's the only way a woman can even commit adultery, ever commit adultery against her husband, is to first let some man talk her into it, and then receive another man that's not her husband. Then she's committed adultery. And when the bride of Jesus Christ lets man-made creeds and dogmas take the place of the word of God, she's committing adultery. 2 Corinthians says so. Did not Jesus say, whosoever looketh upon a woman to commit adultery with her already in his heart, looks upon a woman who lusts after her, has committed adultery with her already? Why? He let it come into his mind. That's the womb. It starts the thing moving. Satan came in, and there where he sowed the word. That's his own word, you see. That's the same place God sows the word, right up here. God said, someday I'll bring the life into the earth and remold it, replenish the earth. What Eve failed to do, Mary did. She took the word. Eve took Satan's lie. Mary took God's word. And through Mary's seed, replenishes the earth again through the bride, through the word, and will bring up the millennium. That's exactly true. Through that goes forth the word, and the word is planted into every predestinated heart, and the Spirit comes down and waters it, and they cannot die. I'll raise him up again in the last day. Now listen, if we're a part of the word, we should have the word body. What happened? God would not let us have the word body. Now listen, doesn't a horse bring forth a horse body? Come on. Doesn't a cow-like bring forth a cow-like body? Then listen, if we're a word, we should have brought forth or had a word body. We didn't have it. We bypassed it. We bypassed it. Come on, smarten up. Prophet said so. It's easiest pie if you just listen. Like he said, it's out here in all nature facing. You don't. Right? Nature's in continuity. God's in continuity with nature. But only revelation from the Word by the Holy Spirit by a prophet will give you the truth about God and bring the whole thing together. So that life was to, that word should have brought forth a word body, but we bypassed it. Jesus never bypassed his. Oh, where these people say we're preaching to God's merciful God. If you can take that stuff, you just go live with them. If you can sit down to dog puke and enjoy it, just be my guest. Listen, I've heard a lot of preachers, read a lot of books. Nobody ever touched Bill Branham. Put that down flat, and nobody ever will. Nobody's ever going to touch him, not in this generation or generation that were to come. See, you can relate to what he's saying because he tells you by nature exactly how it all took place. We should have had it, we didn't. And he tells you why. We bypassed it in order to be tempted and tested. How could you possibly be word with the word body and be tested? You'd come back just like Jesus, wham, with the word of God. Flattened devil every single time. When was Jesus ever flattened by the devil? Come on, come on. He gave up his life even. You say, well, he was tempted at all points like as we. That's no problem at all. Show me one place where he fell for any of it. Show me one place where he failed to remember who he was. Amen. We don't have that. Weren't meant to have it. Meant to be tested. This is why there's so much sanctification and so much glory coming up, because his brother Branham said, like Irenaeus, God being a Savior, necessary to predestinate a sinner in order to give himself reason and purpose of being. God being a healer, necessary to predestinate a man to be sick, to give himself reason and purpose of being. And because of that, God shares his glory and gives a greater glory to those who can learn to get out of the way, and we'll get out of the way. See? And I hope you're beginning to see and let your minds go a little more than usual so you can rejoice in these things that are in the Word here. You see? Now, Brother Branham said, though by the baptism with the Holy Ghost, this body here becomes not truly commensurate, but in this hour, an earthly hour, and under these conditions, it's commensurate to that degree. But you still sin. Otherwise, why would you need not a sacrifice, but a mediator and an intercessor? Don't need a sacrifice. You already had it. Now, and through Mary's seed replenishes the earth again through his bride, through the word, and will bring up the millennium. See, there you are. It's coming to pass. Through that goes forth the word, and the word is planted in every predestinated heart, and the Spirit comes down, waters it, and they cannot die. I'll raise them up again the last day. Oh, brother, sister, that's real. What is it? The mind is the womb for the Spirit. To take in or let out. That's how they commit adultery. Taking is taking. Let some Satan, a devil spirit, put in something against the word of God, then she's committed adultery. Eve received the wrong seed word. She received the wrong seed word before she received the wrong seed, physically. It made her pregnant.
Satan's lie was the wrong seed word against Jehovah's word. The result was death. See? Now look, Eve what? What did she do? She received the wrong seed. See? The wrong word became her reality.
Why do you think people are doing what they do today, such beasts? They're natural brood beasts. Look at these kids committing murder, everything else. 12-year-old black boy gets a girl pregnant. Now he's about 7 years old, got another girl pregnant, and he kills. And they say, well, you know, bad circumstances. you know how it is. You're parking, maybe. You get a couple parking tickets to throw you in jail for 20 years, maybe. The judges are so corrupt and so filthy, the law forces everything else, from the government. Hey, if everything about Bush and his son were true that I've read about, they should both be strung up. I don't know. Them Dagsa, let's get this flat. Who was the highest authority outside of the one made in God's image? Eve, co-equal. And who fell the loudest and hardest? Eve. Who got to her? The devil. So let's get this flat. The greatest people in this nation are the ones the devil will get to and use the most, and they're the rottenest. And they'll see that all this down here is just as filthy or worse than they are. And they'll sit up there pretending they're so wonderful. That's your government today. Everything types. Okay, she received the wrong seed, believing Satan's lie. How many say that's right? Why, sure, it's right. Sure, she received Satan's lie. What did she bring forth by doing it? Satan said, you know, this is glorious. This is a wonderful thing. You're made for this. Did you know that? Actually, you're made for this purpose. Oh, was that? It's pleasant in the eye. It's good. You should try it. The Lord said, no, you shouldn't do it. But you know, well. Oh, surely you won't die, slick-tongued devil. He ain't got hoofs and forked tail. No, they try to make you believe that. He's a slicker behind the pulpit. Preacher, Brother Branham. That's right. Or some little Ricky with his hair combed down like a duck, sitting on his back out there to harm some mother's daughter. That's the guy. Come around. With your, oh, I'll let that go, he says. Now the womb. Eve received the wrong seed. She brings forth the wrong thing then. Now listen real close now. We're going to drive this right down, if the Lord willing. She received the wrong word. What did it do? It was Satan's lie. Said she'd be wise. Why, she could belong to the big church. She'd be well thought of in the city. Why, she'd be like the rest of the people. Sure, that's exactly what Jehovah's bride believed. That's true. Jehovah's bride was completely convinced by the women and the outsiders that came in. The women married the kings. Solomon had some bummed up wives he never should have married. Solomon had a lot of pagans. And he had a bunch. And first thing, they hobnobbed and took in all the strange religions. All bigger church, bigger everything. That was Jehovah's bride. That's exactly what Satan would have tried and said when the word came to Mary, but she shrank away. She said, how can this be? And God said, the messenger said, the Holy Ghost come upon you. It's the word of God. She said, be it according to thy word unto me. Let me get the word. Let me have the word. That brought life. There you are. Well, did you know, Satan said, they'll all laugh at you. Little rosy cheek girl didn't pay any attention to that. Right up to Judea she went. You know, I'm going to have a baby, before she felt anything, because the word had already been setting there. That was all. She didn't have to go through the prayer line the second time. In other words, she didn't have to have a double vindication or some second visitation. She believed the word, that's it. And when you believe the word, that's it. You see what we're talking about? That's why. It's either live, die, sink, or swim. Amen. And mean it.
Well, you know, I'll know, you know, by watching this. Yep, I'm trained now, you know. Yep.
You realize they're saying this is not the real thing? Oh, come on. Oh, I don't think it works that way. Oh, for God's sake. Read your Bibles. God said, don't do it. Well, really won't matter. How many Marys have we got this morning? I speak to the men, not the women, everybody. How many Marys' womb we got? Or a bunch of old Eve. A bunch of old prostitutes. You make your choice. I'm not making it for you. I'm preaching hard. Trying to give you a mindset. I can preach for 10 million years. You won't get a mindset unless you got something here to receive it down here.
You don't have to have a voice say like spoke inside of me. When was he ever wrong? Or that's the one you listen to. You don't have to have that. That was for me, because I'm a terrible unbeliever. I'm more nervous and shaky than you are. You might not believe that. But 45 minutes gone by, we better call it a day right here. Yeah. There's your virgin. There she is. Not only by baptism, but anything else. The rest of the word seed. In other words, Eve was always first with the word. She couldn't be persuaded to stand aside. And Brother Branham says the only way we can ever be born again is first in the womb of the mind, receive the word, and then the spirit comes on top of that and brings it. That brings it to life, you see. There you are. That's what it does. That's the real gospel teaching, brother. I believe as St. Paul was standing today, he teaches the same thing. Well, certainly, because that's Romans 1, 15 to 17, and 1 Corinthians 1, 17 to 31. Now, what were the results of her, physical and spiritual? That spiritual, physical, and spiritual death, that's what took place. That because of Eve. Now, what are the results of those who accept the other word? Now, remember, Eve is the mother of all living, but notice one thing, that Mary was the mother of the life giver in that particular sense, because he died and then gave us our life, see? Okay. What was the result with her? Physical and spiritual death. What are the results with those who accept other words? It goes into this frolic today. What have they got? Both physical and spiritual death. Both body and spirit should be annihilated and be no more. That's Malachi, and he said, that's for this hour. Note Mary's womb, the physical mind, see, the virgin womb. Why? She believed God's word. See, that's a virgin womb. No matter how much anybody criticized and many things somebody said, she believed the word of God regardless. Oh, I wish I could just get that over to you. Are you getting it? See, first her mind. Before the act had ever taken place in her literal womb, the act had to take place first to let the Spirit come in to do the rest of the work. Oh, before the actual spiritual birth can take place, the Word has to find itself through your mind. Believe it. He that believeth my words and believeth him who sent me hath everlasting life, and not into the judgment or through the tribulation period. He's telling you now, this is that hour, but you can pass from death to life right now. See? The word has to come. Now, let's look at something here and get the picture straight. When Jesus was begotten the first time, this day have I begotten thee, I've started my generations in thee. The next time it is said he's begotten from the dead as a first fruit. There's a begetting. And there's a begetting today going on which was never going on before. And that's to match the first fruit process in people who don't die. You see, we cannot be born out of the earth like those that are dead. But we're still a first fruit. Now, the Bible said, they without us cannot be made perfect, and that which is perfect has come, the perfect revealed word of God. So therefore now, as this word is restored, and the bride is a word bride, then Jesus Christ himself can come and meet us in the air. Right now, he's on the Father's throne. Now, what is that word doing? That word is getting us ready. And so, therefore, now there'll be a begetting again by God. He said, Nicodemus, a man must be born again. Can he enter the second time mother womb? No, he doesn't need to. He can be born of water and the Spirit. That's where we are. When he goes down in the grave and comes up, he's begotten again from the earth. A lot of people get that all mixed up, and they say, you're not really born again until the resurrection. That's hogwash. You'll never be in that first resurrection unless you are born again. One deals with the soul, next deals with the flesh. That's why I said this morning, the day of the Holy Ghost, baptism is literally over. He's here to do the last final ones. Now is the day of the headship of God himself, the great baptizer. He brought his word to do it. See? All mine orders, virgin womb, virgin mind. They believe the word of God. Sure. Notice, she said here, Brother Branham, it couldn't be that way. It's impossible. Oh, no, first of all, let me read back here. Oh, my. Now, notice, virgin mind, her virgin womb, her mind, virgin mind to believe God's word. All right, you say, now look here. Oh, say, Brother Branham, it couldn't be that way for this hour. See, it's impossible. John Wesley would have seen it, and so-and-so would have seen it. But you see, that's not true. They could not have seen it. Now, they could know something was there, and they could know there's a reality to take place.
They could know that. But they couldn't know this because how can you know something until the hour of the revelation or the unveiling? In other words, how could you know there are certain things in your bloodstream that are invisible to the naked eye unless the microscope is invented? It's there, but you can't see it. When the microscope's invented, you can see it. And that's what you're looking at here. Brother Branham said, Luther looked for the pillar of fire without knowing he was looking for it. Wesley looked for it. The Pentecostals thought they had it. Oh, no. No, that's the baptizer, God himself. Now, we're right back to where I was going to start today, and we can't do it. See, sure, the devil could have said the same thing to Mary. Who are you? Why? You're the poorest in the city. You're nothing but a young 16-year-old girl, maybe 18, packing water out there. Your dad dead. Your mother a blind woman. And now, how in the world would you ever, he said, Anne was her mother, we're told. How in the world are you ever going to have this child? What are you trying to tell us anyway? See, listen, my mother's an old woman. She's blind. She's a godly woman. Through her lips, she planted a seed in my heart. I read it out of God's word, and that word said in Isaiah 9:6, a virgin shall conceive. Now, she recognized she was a virgin. No man had touched her. And so now she's in position to conceive. So here's what we're saying. She recognizes Scripture. See, hallelujah. Can you see? The Word takes the flesh. Now watch. He says, the Word takes the flesh. Now listen again. The Word takes the flesh. Now it was right in this girl's womb that the Word's going to become flesh. And even before then, though, the Holy Spirit took her flesh as the tabernacle. And unless the church believes the Word, there's no true baptism. There's no true way that there's ever going to be a second coming of Jesus Christ, a resurrection, and the dead get out of here. It simply cannot be done. We've got to go back to original. And in the original we saw, one word off ruined the whole thing. So it's got to get right back to where Jehovah can have a bride that isn't messed up. Now the messing up has to do with getting off the Word. There's where the seduction lies. The subtlety. Now here it says, can you see the Word takes flesh? In the beginning was the Word. The Word is God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now Brother Branham said, in this hour flesh is becoming Word and Word is becoming flesh. We already read it. And we're looking at it right here. And how does it take place? The same as it took place in Mary's womb. She had to take the Scripture and believe it as it was revealed to her by divine revelation. The angel came in and said, you are the one. And she knew it was in the Bible. But she didn't say, well, you know, that's a big joke, that is. What are you trying to sell me anyway? You see, the point is, if you are a seed child of God, you are going to believe. And if you're not, you're not going to believe. There is in your soul that ability to believe that Word of God down in your heart. Now, you see, the Word takes flesh. It took on flesh. There you are. God's going to have a church. It's going to be born of the Word of God because it is the living Word of God. Do you see it? What do you mean, living Word of God? His ministry vindicated proves this is that restoration. We're not talking about restored morals now. We're not talking about restored ground. We're talking about restored Word that gets into the mind as mechanics, where the soul says yes or the soul says no. And if the soul says maybe, that's the same as saying no. Get that flat. Brother Branham did not say three choices, said two, right? Got one, really one choice, yes or no. Okay, just like this morning, you could come to church or not if you're well and able to do so. You've made your choice, you came. So, all right, it's going to be born of the Word of God because it is the living Word of God. In other words, this church, a true bride, is going to be born as a virgin bride at this hour because that Word is 100% vindicated to be the true revealed Word of Almighty God. Thereby, she is the truly revealed bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. But watch, they said to Mary, hey, you got to be sick. We know all about this Holy Ghost pregnant stuff. We know about the gods, how they come up from the temples and get the Vestal virgins all pregnant and blame it onto the gods. Come on. You've been hunky-hunking with some Roman soldier out there. You're just a slap. You don't think they didn't say it, because they did.
They didn't try him around and say, you might as well believe they said to the blind man who was born blind, oh, hey, this one has to be Messiah that healed you. Oh, brother, he's got to be the real one. And, oh, isn't it wonderful? You better come and join us because we're all one happy family now because we really believe in God. They said, get out, bum. You got to be of the devil. Don't you try to tell me anything. Do you think they'd listen to Mary and say, well, Mary, isn't that sweet? You really got the Holy Ghost. You're really going to have God's child. Oh, my. Boy, they said, you rotten little slut, you. Joseph got stirred up, and God said, just hold it, boy. It's okay. It's okay. What am I trying to tell you this morning? I'm trying to tell you, you ain't okay with people round about you to hold to the word. Listen, just go to, listen, I'm going to tell you, holding to Brother Branham is easy. He's dead. Right. And what he wrote here, anybody can take and make us anything they want. I can do and you can do. Let's not be naive and do a bunch of jackasses. We're not that dumb. We can do it. Let me tell you one thing. In my heart, I'm going to tell you straight to your heart. You hold to what I'm preaching, what I believe I see Brother Branham is saying, and take it back here. They ain't going to like you at all. Ain't going to like you at all. Just mention my name, see what happens. Did you get the Only Believe magazine this week? We got a copy. In there, Billy Paul talks about seeing the angel. 6-foot-tall fella, dark hair down to here. Very handsome big man, faded in a halo of light. And within, and he's, isn't, what is, what is it, what is his, Donnie Branham. He was there, and hours later, the rainbow hung in the room. A rainbow hung there. And Billy Paul said in the little article, he said, every time Daddy said he's here, he knows it's that angel. That angel was not the pillar of fire. I disagree with Billy Paul. So now, Lee Bale, you do that, you're going to be mud. I already am mud. Already am mud. Show me where Brother Branham said that. Get Brother Branham's vision. There were two flames there, too. Figure that one out. I can't do it. I don't intend to. That's the pillar of fire, brother, sister, Elohim, not some angel from the presence of God. That's Jehovah himself. That's the same one upon Mount Sinai. You think an angel got into Brother Branham when Brother Branham said the pillar of fire standing up inside of me? Well, I'm not popular. With a nose like mine, I couldn't be. I'm not worried. If I can die knowing I preach God's word, I've been trying to do it for years and years now, that I preach it right and I can stand. I don't care what my spirit says. Anybody's spirit says about me, my own spirit says about me. I'm not too interested if I'm mean or ugly or nice or sweet or kind or anything else. That's not the point anymore. The point is this, if that word is not received, that correct revealed word is not received, and the canny of this mind get down the heart, forget it. And I don't care if God brought me that word through a monkey, a donkey, a brass knob, or a fine, wonderful man like Brother Branham. It doesn't bother me one little bit, or an angel. I don't care. However God wants to do it and bring that word, that's what I want, and that's all I think we all ought to want. Well, we've taken all your time. Thank you for your time. Let's rise and be dismissed. We'll come back to this on Wednesday. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for your kindness to us, which has been manifested to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. We know that by history. We know that by Scripture, which we've been taught to believe and do believe, and have every reason to believe by virtue of the fact that we have had a relationship with you, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, which we call the rebirth. But now at this last day, Lord, have seen reality, wherein there's a vindication that you, Lord, who gave the book, you, Lord, literally who wrote the book, you, your own prophet, you are that one, appeared on the scene. We have your picture, but above that, which though that is fine, we know, Lord, we have a reality which is even greater, and that is, Lord, your word has come to life. It's been manifested that this is the truth. And Father God in heaven, we're willing to believe the prophet that you sent to tell us. If we receive that in our minds and put every other word out of there and say, this is it. Believing, Lord, this is that word, this hour, this truth, this restoration, goes down in our souls, Lord, and this becomes what's going to bring forth that life. And we know, Lord, that life is already in us, and there's a life in our flesh. And by your grace, we believe there is that wonderful life that was in you that is in us now and anointed to the end to bring forth a body which is what we're looking for. And then come together, Lord, in the resurrection and the rapture for the great wedding supper. Heal the sick amongst us, Lord. We pray that you touch everyone in Jesus' name, that God may be glorified. We ask these mercies for your sake and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're not going to take the name of Jesus with us this minute here, but there may be some people sick this morning. Come on, you just come on rapidly now. And whoever you are, you want prayer, come on up and we'll pray for you. This is a good morning to come. But you got to come quickly, because when I step down, I don't want anybody else to come. I just work this way. It's a strange thing, but if I have $10 to spend, I know I'm going to spend $10 and no more. And if I know so many people are here, that's all I'll pray for, because that's my $10 is spent. You'll get used to me in the resurrection. Come on up close. We'll come on down and pray for y'all, whoever needs prayer. All right. We won't need that. You will have any more bad people in here, will you? In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for asking you to touch us. And we thank the Lord that you have, and may she realize that and become well and troubled. Brother John. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you now with your tongue source and low blood sugar. We've seen miracles happen. Lord, in particular blood sugar, we don't understand, but we do know this, that you're the healer. And Father God, help us now to believe and get rid of every sensation, every emotion, every thought of us having energy or anything within us, Lord, except the Word. Touch her body now, we pray, O God. We give you glory in Jesus' name. You can just go sit down the rest of the morning. Okay? Okay, Heavenly Father, we know that you are the healer of the body. You do not want our sister to suffer. In fact, you suffered for her through Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, let her be touched in her body, Lord. Let her be free, Lord, from pain. Let her know in her heart this is not a matter of trying to work something up or work something down, but it's just a matter of your words. God, I pray that your word will touch her now. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we look to you for a personal providence. We know, Lord, that you know all about the descendants. Differences and issues of life which are pertinent, O God. We know that the issues of life come out of the soul. Touch your soul, we pray, with your word, Lord. And let her mind follow in faith and belief, O God, at this time, that she sees a clear path and a clear day ahead. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. I think you're going to be fine here. The ears. Well, you make the ears to hear, the Bible said. Father, you make the ears to hear and the eyes to see. The tongue to speak. So, Father, we ask you to touch our brother. And we believe, Lord, that you have touched his ears. And I believe that's going to be 100%. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we know that, again, the body must function, Lord, to be well. And we know that if we just look upon this little plan, Lord, and see devil done this thing to blow a blight upon her. But God, by your Spirit, I pray to reverse every process in her body. Lord, by your living word, to touch her now, those organs that are so vital to her, Father God. And if she leaves this place well, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yannick. Father, again, we come to you knowing the world is so full of allergies. There's so many things out there, Lord, that just were not meant to be a part of our bodies, and they irritate and cause problems. But I just pray, Father, now that you'll touch her. Marilyn's immune system, Father, just not to touch it, but actually hear at this point and then touch the system, that it begin to push all these things out of her system, oh God, to purify the bloodstream. And it just help her, Lord, now this time, and we believe that you hear our prayer, and she begins to get well and amends to the place where she is recovered in Jesus' name and pray. Alan, brother. Yeah, anybody? Father, we pray now against this inflammation, Lord. We know that there again, it would be like the seed of the devil planted within the bloodstream. And the body's not working at all because it's too debilitated. Brother Graham said the chemicals in the earth today and the lack of vitamins and minerals. It's
so affected the body determinative much. But Father, we know that though that's possible, it does not annul the word that says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, which the same cross of demonstrated time after time. Lay hands on Brother Allen, therefore, and ask you, Lord, to turn these processes around in his body, O God, to curse the affliction, Father, in Jesus' name, that it may leave him and then not have any more things in that bloodstream, Lord, that are there to plague him with. Oh God, remove them, we pray, and let him be well in the name of Jesus Christ. I can sympathize with that. Robbie, you've got the bad ears, eh? Heavenly Father, we come to you for little Robbie. We know that there again that you made the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the mouth to speak. And again, we know, Lord, if we said there's something wrong here, the enemy has done this, O God, in Jesus' name, undertake the affliction. And ask you now, Lord, that he be whole, those things drain right out, O God, and he have no more problems with this in error, because you are the Lord that heals. I think he's going to be fine. Looking forward to this prayer. Heavenly Father, again we look to you for little children, even for some little children unto you, and forbid them not for such as you again. And we know, Lord, that they can receive healing quicker than anybody else, even the same as you know. And we know, Lord, by your word, that a child is justified before it reaches age of accountability, and it has a free passage through the blood. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that she has a free passage now. The healing of these problems, of bitten vessels, and the bleeding nose, whatever it is, Lord, that you just touch her, O God, by the laying on hands of the prayer of faith, that she receive the healing she has need of in Jesus' name. Yes? That's right. Father, we pray for Brother Bob and his sister by proxy, but especially, Lord, for the arthritis and the other problems in the ears that need to be kept in these things, Lord. We ask you on the grounds of mercy, and not by any works which we have done, but on the grounds of mercy, Lord, that we touch him and her, that she even she may be able to have the help, Father, that is in your word. Even, Lord, as we desire these things for ourselves, we pray for him and his sister, that they be well. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. May it was good. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, again, we look to you now for arthritis. We know Brother Brandon said it was a spirit, and we know it is a spirit. Because the way it moves around the body, we're sure of that. And the nerves, Lord, can be caused from the very same thing, the pain and examining which inflames the nerves, Lord, from this very thing. I know all about it. I think maybe almost everybody in the building knows about it, Lord. But Father, we come against this spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And in his name, Lord, we would dare, Father, to believe that we can take the liberty, the mind to be Jesus' name. And ask you, Lord, to set it free that her body may now relax. And be comfortable, Lord, and the healing processes go on within her and the veins, Lord, and the blood condition. The beautiful Father, we know more of these problems that require medical attention, the just good judgment, Father. These mercies we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Get believed. Come on. Okay. Heavenly Father, again, we know that fatigue is so related to pain, and pain, Lord, comes because there is a dislocation factor within the body. So many things, Lord, to cause problems. And we know that only too well to get older, Lord. The body disintegrates many, many times. We're younger, Lord, but we know that we have a cure in you this morning because you are a balm of gilead, Brother Branham said. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we ask for that balm of gilead to apply to our brother. If he touch now in his body and receive strength and healing, Lord, that he may be well and that he serve you better. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now knowing that ankles are healed, Lord, backs are healed, eyes are healed, and with Brother Gary here, Lord, we just lay hands on the name of Jesus Christ and ask you, Father, in your mercy, that you touch him now. And that he be loosed from this pain, Father, just remarkably so, and give you the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I think you got your problem getting good, but just go ahead and step on the ground. You okay? Did you want prayer? Did that prayer? Okay. You need prayer too. What you know? Huh? Okay, that's great. Heavenly Father, you want to pray for little brother here, knowing that he knows he needs prayer? The child can come prepared, Lord. You know that's all the better, Father. In Jesus' name, touch him and relieve him, O God, of these things that are great to him. that we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. It's going to be all right. Okay. Heavenly Father, you know all about our sister's problems, your request here. Though made known to me, that's not really the thing that are made known to you, Lord. Then you already knew, you discern the thoughts of the people's hearts and minds, shown us by prophets. You know all about her, and I pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that without any feelings or any sensation whatsoever, we look to you, Lord, just by this word, oh God, and give up on all of these things that are extraneous, that just the opening of the mind to your word, that you are the Lord who heals, coming down in the soul, Lord, the body, receiving that word back in, as Brother Graham said, according to our testimony, you will make our bodies obey that word. And Lord, our testimony is that you are the Lord that heals. And I believe, Lord, that you heard the prayer in Jesus' name. And I believe when you find your own doctor. Yeah. Well, let's pray for this. Lord, give us bones for fellows in heaven, for example. Heavenly Father, we know the man that is beautiful was lacking some bones that weren't there. Chad has a plenty of ankle bones and has been injured. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you remove whatever's causing this awful living man. And to be free and bring on by you in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's going to be just fine. Let's just step on the table. Yeah. The cost of the bigness of God, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you now knowing that if your word is true, Lord, and what you have said stands. And Father, again, we pray in Jesus' name, we learn as the prophet that to stand there unshaken without emotion. Praying him, Lord, and just standing there with the word of God, knowing that that will receive the buckler. That was everything, Lord. That was the sword in his hand, that word. And it didn't mean anything as far as the circumstances were concerned. It was just that word. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name as we stand here, there's not one that emotion in our hearts and our minds that would try to sway us or try to sway anything, but just take that word that the prophet stood there and said that healing is for this hour, and we believe it. We believe for our sister now that you touch her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's good. Amen. Okay. Pray. Right. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Two good places. Heavenly Father, we come for trauma, Lord. We know that there's another case that we saw this morning, a man born blind. This little boy born, Lord, without the proper closures. For these spinal column and these things, Lord, we pray that, oh God, in Jesus' name, we can only pray that you have pity now. And close these all up in your heart and let them truly manifest that you are dealing with us on the grounds of your word, Lord, which is vindicated. And healing was certainly a part of it. So we thank you for touching me more and more, Lord, until we become whole, which we're looking forward to in Jesus' name, we pray. All things are possible. Is that everybody? All right, just take the name of Jesus with you. And,